Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
McCountry almost lost it, then gives it to Robbie. Another wide open look. Yes. Bang! Abdullah!
Billiken's men's basketball is undefeated to start the season at 4-0. They're going to play again on Friday. They've got Purdue Fort Wayne coming into town. And to talk SLU sports with us from Stu on SLU on Substack, you can see his newsletter there. It is Stu Durando, formerly of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, with us now covering Billiken sports. How's it going, Stu?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to have you on, and we're happy about this start by a team that some people picked to win the A-10 this year. I saw a couple of different projections that said they would, yeah, or at least finish near the top. How good do you think this SLU basketball team actually is?
Well, that's the question everyone's asking after four games, because, you know, they played four games at home against three pretty lower level teams, and then one much better team in Grand Canyon. And, you know, they've won them all by double digits, have led from start to finish in, I think, three of the four, and have blown teams out in all of them in the second half. The question is, you know, how are they going to do when they start playing better competition, you know, in a couple of weeks? And so, They're good. They're entertaining. They're different from what we've seen from recent SLU teams. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of promise. They're very deep. They clearly have way better talent than they had last season in Josh Schertz's first season.
That's actually my question is exactly how are they different from last season? You mentioned the talent. What should people be looking at and excited about?
Yeah, so they're well, last year they had a ton of injuries, which depleted them and took away some of their more athletic players. So they were really limited in how they could play, and, like, you know, they couldn't play at a fast pace, and it was kind of a slog sometimes. This year they're deep. They have a lot of athletic players, so they're trying to play faster, which makes it more entertaining from the start, just because there's, you know, they're averaging 97 points a game. I think they're 15th in the country in scoring so far. So they play faster. They have a much deeper group of shooters. So, you know, the people who like watching three-point shooting, they have quite an array of shooters when they get going. They play much better defense. So, you know, they're kind of trying to create havoc and, you know, run a little bit more. So just from a talent standpoint, it's allowed them to play more to Josh Schertz's style.
And one of the guys who's been really good, and in fact, this past week was the A-10 co-player of the week, Amari McCautry, who as a freshman last year didn't start all that much. I think just a handful of games he started, though he played in quite a few of them. What about him? What are you expecting from him this season?
I don't think anyone was quite sure what to expect. They knew what his potential was, and he really came on late in the preseason to move into a major role. Yeah, last year he was, as a freshman, you never know what you're going to get, and he was pretty turnover prone, and it just took him time to figure things out. So yeah, he wasn't a key player in things last year, although he kind of had to play because of the injuries. But this year, he's just, he's leading them in scoring, which I wouldn't have expected at this point. And he's just kind of a bull of a guard who loves to drive, and he creates a lot of good shots for himself because he's so big and strong and, gets to the basket. So he gets a lot of layups, although a lot of his layups are very, to me, high difficulty, and he somehow manages to get up shots against taller players and get the ball to go in at a pretty high rate. So he's not a great three-point shooter by any means. He's more of a driver, and he's been beyond expectations, I would say, to this point.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the expectations, is that what you would say about some of the star players on this team and even the team's performance so far this season, that it's about where you expected them to be at this point, or have they surpassed that?
People would have expected them to be 4-0 against the schedule they've played and playing it at home. I think from talking to people, I think fans are excited about the style of play and the way they've gone about it. I mean, they're not playing games that come down to the last couple minutes. It's more about, can they keep a 30-point lead at 30 points in the last few minutes as opposed to letting it dwindle down to 15. So it's, when that's your problem early in the season, things are going pretty well. They're just building huge leads. And so I think the way they've won with such ease and not having been challenged at all yet is maybe a little surprising because you don't know what you're going to get at the start of a season.
Yeah, so that's, you mentioned the schedule and that it will start to toughen up a little bit in a couple of weeks, but so far in the lesser competition that they have faced, they have won pretty decidedly. We're not talking about just getting by against teams like Lindenwood or Chicago State. I mean, they are winning these games outright and pretty much dominating as they do so. How good do they have to be throughout this, throughout this early season in order to get an at-large bid or an automatic bid? No, not automatic, but an at-large bid at the end of the year? Because we were talking to Rammer about this, and he said, they're pretty much going to have to, do really, really well here and can't afford many hiccups.
Yeah, because they don't, they have an adequate, I guess, non-conference schedule. Some people would say it's bad. Well, it just remains to be seen how some of these teams are playing, how they do over the long haul. But yeah, you get 13 non-conference games, one's against a non-Division One team, and maybe to stay in the at-large, they're allowed one hiccup somewhere along the line. Maybe that's harsh, but to go 12-1, you would think, they're automatically right there in the talk. But the strength of schedule is a thing, and I don't know how that'll be after once they start conference play. But they play teams with not big names coming up, but that are pretty good in the analytics, like Santa Clara, who they play in Palm Springs, is a very good team. They'll play either Stanford or Minnesota, Loyola, Marymount. They go there and they're undefeated. San Francisco comes here and they're a top 75 team. So there are some good chances for good wins, and they got to take care of that middle of the non-conference chunk with not much of a misstep, and then win all the games that they're expected to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Meanwhile, over on the pitch, the Billikens men's soccer team, 10-2-7 on the season, will be entering the NCAA tournament for the 52nd time, which is a record, an NCAA record. But they did not get the bye that they were hoping for, so they play Thursday at Herman Stadium against Kentucky. What do you make of this soccer team and their chances of advancing past Kentucky?
Yeah, they're kind of the opposite of the basketball team. They don't score a lot, and they've relied on defense, and sometimes they get one goal and they try and make, it's got to stand up for a 1-0 game or something along those lines. They have a lot, because they don't score a lot, they've had a lot of ties, as you said, in that record. I think they have 7 ties, which is among the most in the country. But they haven't lost at home. They have a lot of they do have a lot of ties at home, but they have to get past a name team, Kentucky, that I don't know anything about, honestly. But playing at home gives them the advantage, although they did lose at home in the first round of the tournament last year. So they just kind of they tend to give up goals and have to fight from behind a lot, and they really can't probably let that happen in this game. Probably if they get off to a good start, it would help. And I think there was a big reaction yesterday when they unveiled the field, because the winner of this game goes to Indiana, and SLU Indiana is a huge soccer rivalry. So they shouldn't be looking ahead by any means, but there's the opportunity for that game. Indiana got a bye in the first round. So, yeah, I know. I mean, they're playing well. They're playing well enough to beat anybody, probably. You know how soccer is. Sometimes one moment in the game can decide it. So they just kind of they need to get off to a better start than they have been.
SLU Athletics, I mean, obviously, because men's basketball is the most well-known program and usually the driver of revenue of any college sports program, unless you've got a big-time football team or something. But right, with that, and with the state of the basketball team, and we're talking soccer here too, what is the overall state of the program, the athletics program in general?
You mean just in terms from a success standpoint?
Yep.
Well, it's been, one NCAA tournament in men's basketball in, 12 years, 11 years is not good. So, Josh Schertz was brought in to change that, and we'll see what happens over the long haul with him. Soccer is, men's and women's soccer are both are on great footing nationally. I mean, they're national programs, recruiting nationally, winning nationally, and, the women didn't get to the tournament, but they'd been to 7 straight. So I just think it's those other sports that struggle and continue to struggle, where they need to make some headway. You have little spurts like the softball team made the NCAA tournament last year. Can they sustain that? Baseball is always pretty good, but they just had a coaching change, and some of the minor sports just kind of languish kind of unheralded, unnoticed, because they don't ever get to the postseason. So, you know, it would be to help the overall program, not necessarily revenue wise, but the national, I guess, view, or even the local view of the entire program. It'd probably help if, you know, volleyball and softball and baseball and, you know, some of these other programs were winning more consistently and getting to an NCAA tournament here and there. And then basketball, you know, the women's basketball program has been better over the last 10 years, but still, you know, not doing a lot. So men's basketball obviously carries, you know, the flag for the whole program, and they can bring a lot of attention to the school just by making an NCAA tournament. So there'll be a lot of focus on that this year because the expectations are so high.
Stu Durando covers SLU Sports. Stu on SLU, you can get that on Substack. Stu, we appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.